can't see them. One way, microphone works. Check the suckers, they use the vocal tone. While the brakes beat, banging cold, shaking your home. Vibration, drivel bait, and give identification. Meet a needle like metal, leaving holes in the speakers. Scold the brother like the people that you know can't do. The black and Puerto Rican lyric beats.
Everybody, I know everyone's connected on the Facebook page. Send that thing out. And let us quadruple the amount of people that we have here today. Every 2 weeks, we need to be up in our numbers. There needs to be so many of us that we are filling these streets, and there's a reason for these motherfucking pigs to be on every corner. I've been doing this work a really long time, and it takes a lot for me to get really, really mad. But when I got the email that less than 2 weeks after we were up here telling them to fire this man, that Superintendent Tony Smith, who has the black men and boys, the black boys' agenda for education, allowed this murdering man, this murdering pig, to be the interim police chief, to watch over the schools that my baby's gonna be in? And if that's the venom he has in his mind, then what is he communicating to the people that he oversees? I'm from LA, and I remember when Bratton, he compared South Central Island to Beirut. And that was our response. If you're telling these pigs that they're patrolling Beirut, then what do you expect them to do but to beat us and to corner us and pull us over and torture us? And we don't talk about the raping of our women that these pigs do in dark alleys and our street corners. Enough is a motherfucking enough. There's an epidemic of police brutality in this community, and it's getting worse. And it's like the louder we get, the worse they get. So what are we gonna do? Enough is enough. I just had a reporter ask me how far is too far. How much is too much? We've had enough!
My name is Kat Brooks, C-A-T-B-R-O-O-K-S. I am the co-chair of the Onyx Organizing Committee and a member of the Coalition for Justice for Oscar Grant. And we are here today at the Oakland Unified School District because on January 20th, 2011, Raheem Brown was shot 5 times by Sergeants Botts and Belusa while he sat in his car. The story from the police is that he had a screwdriver, and somehow this young man, as he was sitting in his car with the door closed, was then a threat to armed police officers who shot him 5 times. On August 10th, 2011, about 50 community members came to the school board meeting and demanded the immediate termination of both Botts and Belusa. Less than 2 weeks after that, Botts was appointed as interim police chief of the Oakland School Police Department. We find that outrageous. We find that a slap in the face to the community. It is absolutely not okay. It is now absolutely not okay that a known killer is walking the halls of our schools with our children. It is absolutely not okay that the lives of black and brown and poor people in this community are looked at as not mattering and not meaningful. It is absolutely not okay to replace a drunk and a racist with a murderer and what we believe is also clearly a racist. The shooting of Raheem Brown at best was use of excessive force and poor judgment, but the community believes that it was nothing short of murder.
This is a teenager. He just turned 20 years old. Now, what are the black and brown children or any child in this school district going to think about their police? They're coming on campus armed with guns, and they're going to be terrified. And when they see that the acting chief of this school district is a killer, has killed a young black man for no reason, and it's absurd. This is a school district with a superintendent who's supposed to care about young men of color, and this is obviously not showing good judgment. We are a united community to demand the firing of these men and ask Alameda County District Attorney to prosecute them, you know, get an independent, you know, investigator, prosecution, and we'll see what happens. But they should not be our police.
The school district responded by saying he was driving a stolen car.
That has nothing to do with him being killed.
Here we are. We're standing in front of the Paul Robeson administration office where the Oakland Unified School District Board is meeting. And I don't think they have any idea who Paul Robeson was and what he stood for.
I'm just an Irish, Negro, Jewish, Italian, French, and English, Spanish, Russian, Chinese, Polish, Scots, Hungarian, Litvox.
Shakespeare, the genius that he was, seemed to foreshadow and understand many of the problems that have since arisen in our world, perhaps were present then.
I say that to say this,
you can't oppose this.
I say that to say this, cause if the clothes fit,
I say that to say this.
We're not asking for a lot here, we just reason. Common sense and decency. This is bad, 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 every which way. Now just so you know, and you need to know this, right after Raheem was killed, the head-fixing industry, that is the corporate media, the head-fixing industry, went into full effect. And they wrote an article that stated that Raheem had stabbed one of the policemen with a screwdriver. I said, wow, that's pretty wicked. He gonna stab with him. He know the man got a gun with him. You know, reading the paper, not thinking. Well, guess what? Here are the facts, okay? First thing we checked was, did the police check into the hospital? Because you figure if a man's been stabbed, he's injured, he's gonna go to the hospital. No, nobody went to the hospital. Uh-oh, so now we really start thinking. Didn't go to the hospital, but got stabbed. Let's look a little bit deeper. We come to find out by the one witness that lived through this that the screwdriver that allegedly stabbed this policeman never left the ignition of the car. In other words, the police lied and the media, uncritically and without any vetting process, checking facts, nothing, reprinted this lie.
Every time
is unfortunately correct. We don't want this. That's why it's so important for some of you to become journalists in your own right, so that we can get a little taste of the truth every once in a while. You know, because we're not getting it from the Oakland Tribune. I'm sorry. And it really boiled my blood when I found out that that had not even occurred, that they lied, that they manufactured the whole incident. Words were passed. Yes, that is true. But there's no excuse for shooting and killing someone behind words.
I'm here this afternoon. Well, I was here this afternoon for another reason. I wanted to address the school board about some of the concerns I had about some of the teaching that's going on in this district. However, this is very, very important. We cannot have, as the chief of the Oak Unified School District's police department, a person who has some problems that have been exhibited by what happened to this young man upon Joaquin Miller Road. So the school board here has to take more responsibility and not do things that are going to incite the citizens to be dissatisfied with what they're doing. We have enough trouble trying to get our kids educated, but we cannot have police officers who are supervising the safety of our children that we're not comfortable with.
My children are in public school right now, and they don't feel safe with armed police officers in their school. In this community, a police officer does not necessarily equate safety. Violence prevention and public safety does not go hand in hand with having armed police officers in our school. It is not necessary, and we're calling for not only that they fire these two individuals, but put them in jail. They need to have criminal charges pressed against them. Public safety is our concern. Violence prevention is something that we care about, but this is not the way to do it. We need killer cops out of our schools.
We're losing track of all these killings. They keep killing us and keep getting away with it. What we're saying simply is this. People that have jobs, especially those in unions, we need to think about using our labor power. Like when the Longshore shut down the docks on October 23rd for Oscar Grant, we need to start doing that when they kill us all the time. So I'm speaking to all you union workers, all you non-union workers, all you community folks. We need to start organizing a working class, black and brown, united front. When they shoot us down, we shut the city down.
You know, a police officer does not necessarily equate safety to everybody. It evokes fear. When our children are being shot in the streets, if you go for your waistband, then what's next?
We're not supposed to be a third world country. We're supposed to be America. And we're supposed to be showing the third world countries what democracy is about. And we're missing the mark.
There's an epidemic of police brutality happening in the Oakland community. There's an epidemic of making excuses for police brutality. And if we cannot expect the school district and the school board to stand up for our children, then who is it that we can look to stand up for our children? So we will be here today, and we will be here at every single school board meeting for the rest of the school year until Sergeants Botts and Belusa are fired. And not only fired, we believe that they need to be arrested and prosecuted for murder.
My son was an unarmed man on passenger of a vehicle, and Batten Beluso did not like the idea that he spoke his mind. He gets that from his family. We have something to say, we say it, you don't like it, we'll talk about it. But they didn't give my son a chance to talk about it. They just decided to kill him. They shot over the driver to shoot my son several times. As you can see the pictures on this side and that side, those are just some of the bullet wounds. Those aren't all of them. My son was nothing but a victim by surprise. He was on a date and he got killed for it. So we need to get Matt and Veluso out of your school district and prosecute them as soon as possible. Because I'm not going to stop. They asked for a political war, they got one.
There you go.
So thank you for your help.
Watson, and we're from I'm from Mutiny Productions, which is a brand new media organization. Hey. First of all, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And I want to ask about the death certificate. Have you been able to get it?
Yes, I have the death certificate.
Okay. Did they charge you $320?
No, I paid the Mr. Thompson.
And you paid the normal fee for it?
Yes. Okay. The normal fee for the death certificate was $5. It was $320 for holding his body.
So then everything is taken...
We're still waiting on the police report.
But everything is taken... It's course that you have the body, you have the death certificate, everything...
Right.
Yeah, because I read a story that kind of made it sound like they were holding on to the death certificate.
Oh, they were. They were. And they even threatened, they made a phone call to a person that's close to me saying that if I didn't come get Raheem's body within 24 hours, they was going to cremate him so they can get rid of the evidence.
Okay. Anything else about dealing with the coroner's office you want to add?
Well, Mr. John Burrs is my attorney. And he's the one that's going to really make these people understand that they did wrong.